Blackbirds, a little Monday night two-step for you. It's Walking in Rhythm. 7 p.m. now from WCCO FM Minneapolis 103. I'm Greg Gears with News in Brief. President Ford is placing at least part of the blame for the deteriorating military situation in Southeast Asia on Congress. He says the refusal by Congress to appropriate more aid undermined the morale of the troops in South Vietnam. Only one ship is now reported standing by in international waters off Da Nang, both as a symbol for the refugees left on shore and as a means of escape if they can reach it. Senator Walter Mondale addressed the Minnesota House of Representatives today, saying he doesn't agree with President Ford that the budget deficit should be held at the $60 billion level. He also says Congress will not go along with the administration projections of unemployment rate for the next of 8 and 7% rather, for several years after that.
Without question, it would be a terrible mistake to go on an uncontrolled spending spree. As the President said the other night, we can't afford a $100 billion deficit. If we dramatically expand our permanent budget, we may well build in another cycle of inflation. And the Budget Committee and the Congress must not allow that to happen.
The United States Supreme Court today refused to order Reserve Mining Company of Silver Bay, Minnesota, to halt within 2 years the dumping of taconite wastes into Lake Superior. Twin Cities weather should be mostly clear to partly cloudy and unseasonably cold all the way through Wednesday. A little woolly weather here. We've got a low tonight of 2 degrees. Tomorrow night's low will be relatively similar. And Tuesday and Wednesday's high, both days, about 25 degrees. A little cool weather coming our way. Right now, Rochester with a cloudy 27. The snow has let up in Rochester as it's moving east. St. Cloud with a sunny 22. In the Twin Cities, we have a mostly sunny 27 degrees now from WCCO-FM. Chicago, not going to take any back talk there. Dialogue, part one and part two.
The music of the big bands, this Monday evening at 10. Join us here on WCCO-FM as one of the most famous sounds of all times continues a new climb in popularity. Music as it was and as it is, as only the big bands can do it. It's on Mondays, 10 p.m. here on WCCO-FM 103.
That's tonight at 10 p.m. You'll be listening for that with Tom Ambrose. Should be a good show. 10 till 1 a.m. big band music. This is Ace. How long? Wendy Waldman singing into the end of a stethoscope there. She gets pretty good quality, too, actually. And go home and play doctor afterwards. 15 now after 7 in the Twin Cities. This is America with Muskrat Love.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight.
In this community, the arts and sciences are everyone's opportunity. Your investment in the Arts and Science Fund will help support the programs and activities of the St. Paul Ramsey Arts and Science Council, the Science Museum of Minnesota, Minnesota Museum of Art, Schubert Club, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Chimera Theater Company, and Compass, community programs in the arts and sciences. Remember, buying tickets to performances and registering for programs and classes provides only one-fifth of what it costs these nonprofit agencies to serve our community needs. Please call 227-8241 to make your tax-deductible pledge to the 1975 Arts and Science Fund. Invest in the arts and sciences. 227-8241.
19 now after 7 in the Twin Cities from WCCO-FM. 27 degrees, we have mostly sunny skies. I'm Greg Gears from WCCO-FM. Going to give you the best of my love.
You're the poetry man. You make things all right.
Wilmerick lunatic there. Phoebe Snow, he's my poetry man. 28 now after 7. ABC FM News is coming up next. This is David Gates.
By the sand and firelight.